Okay, we're up to page Reish Nun Vav. Halacha Hey. It's on the second page. Okay, so the second page. Naigim Litin Koidim Apurim Machsa Shekel Menamavi. Okay. Halacha Hey. Halacha Hey. Noihagim Litin Koidim Purim. Machsis mina magdeya hakavur bi oisim mokem bi oisim man. Okay, machsa shekel. You're supposed to give on erev Purim to an ancestor. Machsis a shekel zecher. So we give a half a dollar. Zecher machsa shekel shoy noisim be adol tzorch karbonas hatzibur. Mina glitein sholosh machsis. How many half dollars do we give? Three. Why do we give three? Because in the last six parshas Truma, it says the word Truma three times. There were three gifts of Machsa Shekel. One for the Adonim, one for the Korbanos, and one for the gift, the Nidvas Libai. Uminag Litein Shalosh Machsis Mishum. The parshas sees a ksiv shloisha upon the word Truma. So we give three coins. One again for the Adonim, one for the Korbanos, and one for maintenance. The noistim be'er lefnei kriyas ha'magila. The ideal time to give machzis ha'shekel is a tiny sester at mincha, right before we lay in the Megillah. Or mechalik moisim la'anim, and where does the money go? The money's supposed to go here. He paskins la'anim, not to the shul. Okay, go to an average shul, ask them, who gets the money? Who gets the money?
They usually have a couple of plates. So
but the Machsa Shekel, that's what it says. But I don't think not every gabbai knows this. Some gabbai, they take the money for the shul. They take the money for maintenance, take money to pay salaries. The cleaning lady. Then there's Moes HaMegillah. I never heard that before. I once laid in Megillah. I used to make the signs. Machsa Shekel. We used to have Matanos Lavionim. So we had an old time gabbai, a European. So he told me I should put out a plate called Moes Megillah. Megillah money. So I was a little kid. I said, what in the world is this? So he says, this is the minig in the Friedrich Gador. This is what we did in Europe. We had a plate, Moes Megillah. And he said it was supposed to go to the Balkore.
Right.
The Balkore. I was the Balkore. I didn't get the money.
I was the Balkore. I never got it. Semi-Orthodox.
Yeah.
My cousin was a Rav. So I had land. It was kind of an interesting land. But he had a plate. Lots of money. He didn't give me all the money. He conducted $500-$600 from just for that. He gave me a couple of bucks.
Okay.
Well, what was interesting was he had a red light, green light system.
When to stop clapping for Haman?
Yeah. Clapping for the Haman.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was Lebedek. The clapping was Lebedek.
What?
The clapping was Lebedek. I've noticed. Okay, the money goes to the next. Cotton potter. A cotton is exempt, does not need to give machsa shekel. If the father starts giving for a child, the kid is 1 year old, and starts giving on the behalf of his child, so that means he has to continue giving for the rest of him forever, until the child becomes old enough to make his own money, to get parnasa, to pay himself. Once he starts giving, when he's a cotton, and the father must continue giving every single year. Chayv loyelam bein. The brach shef atrani. Okay, then shloisha esrei shanim yomecha. What about a son who's 13 years old? Does he need to give? When does it start? In the Torah, the who gave machsa shekel 20 years and up. The pasuk is very clear. You give from 20 years up. Over here, a person only 13 years old, you give. So it says over here that ben shloisha esrei shanim yom yeshem sam said the chayv yeshem sam said the potter at shehei ben eshem until you're 20 years old. So smach like it. Okay, halacha vav bepurim. What? No, women do not have to give. Women do not have to give. They want, they can give, they can give. The Taka does, maybe he talks about it on the bottom. We'll see in a few moments. Okay, he doesn't. Women, Nikar Adin, do not need to give. But they can give if they want. Okay, halacha vav, bepurim, arvis and shachris, so mincha oim al hanisim, bepurim, arvis, in the evening. And shachris u'mincha oim al hanisim. That's posh. You say al hanisim. V'im shachach dinay k'mo b'chanukov. You forget to say al hanisim in the right place, so you could say before you finish yihyu l'ratzoin. That's the next place where you can insert al hanisim. But there's a very big difference when you say al hanisim modim. You say b'derech hoida. The al hanisim is a tefillah of thanks. if you forget to say Al Hanisim in the proper location, and you say before you say Yiyulu Ratzon Marifi, then the Al Hanisim is b'derech tefila, it's b'derech bakosha. You only can say Hoida in the proper location. You have to change some of the words. Okay, I don't know the details, but it's a me'uvish she'ena yochal liskay. Because if you say the Al Hanisim in the place where you're supposed to be saying it, then you're saying the Al Hanisim as giving shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once you blow it, you already say Tov Shemcha L'chanu L'chodos. You already said modim. You can't say b'derech choida. Now you have to say now b'derech tefila at the end of Shemona Esrei in L'kayin Nitzur. In L'kayin Nitzur, all of those things are about kosher. So he's saying the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were so kind to us and you saved us from Haman and Achashverosh and the Tzara, so too we mevakeh, also you should continue to save us by a mimohim asman azeh and do for us miracles. But it's a different type of tefil. The Al Hanisim is transformed from a hoidah to a tefil to a bakasha. Okay, halacha zayin chayev kol adam ben isha ben isha l'shmar kriyas megillah b'layla v'yom, everyone chayev megillah at night of my day v'lechayim gam abasulos, the young girls yesh lohen l'leches to beis hakneses, they must go to beis hakneses. And they don't go to basic nest, someone must reef them in the bais. The gamas akatanim chayim l'chanechas mishish mikriyas megillah. The children also must hear mikra megillah. Umikol makom lo yaviu lebeis hakneses ketanim yoseh shemibalbalim das Hashemim. Not in small children, which cause people to make too much noise. And what about it? Is a woman allowed to lame the megillah for men, for women? So meikar hadin, a woman. First of all, a woman chayv megillah. The answer is yes. Woman is chayv megillah. Why? You'll ask the question, but it's a mitzvah shazman grama. So the answer is af hein hayu ba'isa hanes. That means they were instrumental in bringing about the miracle. Esther was instrumental in bringing about the miracle. Or af hein hayu ba'isa hanes means that the gzera of lahashmir lahar glabed is called was also on noshim the taf. They also part of this. If they have chayv megillah. Is there a chiyuv the same chiyuv as men? So some say no. This is two different opinions in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says the Yesh Oimrim says that they're not the same. They're only chayiv in Lishmoy in hearing the Megillah. They're not chayiv in Mikra Megillah. Okay, there's a difference between reading the Megillah and listening to the Megillah. Okay, so Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is for men. Men have an obligation to read the Megillah. Nashim have an obligation, lishmoya, to listen to the Megillah. So one woman, that would mean, cannot be, might say, a man his obligation, because she has a different type of obligation. Her obligation is to listen to the Megillah, whereas the man's obligation is to... The man's obligation is to read the Megillah.
But every man doesn't read.
So you can be you.
But
if one man is chayv in mikra megillah and another man is listening to the megillah, so they're both exactly the same. So with shemea koine,
he gets
credit for mikra megillah with the principle of shemea koine. When you listen, it's as if you're actually reciting the words. The principle of shemea koine allows a person to virtually read the megillah by listening to someone else's recital. When someone is listening to the Megillah, that is equivalent to reading the Megillah. But it's only on condition that both people have the same obligation. Both men have an obligation to read the Megillah. A woman, according to the one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, only has an obligation to hear the Megillah. It's different. It's not. It's a very fine difference because, you're asking a very good question. If a person only has an obligation to read the Megillah, so every person should read the Megillah themselves. So the answer is that's right. That would have been ideal, but since it's not practical, we apply the principle of shemeya. When you listen, it's ko'ine. It's as if you're actually reading. But a woman doesn't even have that obligation. The only only obligation a woman has is to listen to the Megillah. There's no one else. She can read it, because when she's reading it, she's also indirectly listening to it. What then is a nafka mina? If a woman can be moitzi a man, a woman has a lower obligation of listening to a Megillah, a man has a higher obligation of reading the Megillah, and therefore a woman cannot be moitzi a man his obligation of reading the Megillah. This is this.
Not a woman for other women?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. One woman can do it for another woman. Then there's an issue, what about doing it for 10 women? Can one woman read for 10 women? That already becomes another problematic issue, because then become a tzibur. 10 women, persume nisa, you have 10 women, it's not a matter of a tzibur, it's a matter of 10 people is considered to be pirsum, and it's a breach in kol kavuda bas melech penima, that a woman should not be about,
even if it's private?
Even there are 10 women, if it's in a shul, certainly not. I'm telling you, obviously, is controversial, okay? If there are less than 10 women, it seems to be 100% mutter. Less than 10 women. One woman...
Not in a shul.
No, not in a shul.
A shul...
Listen, yesh v'yesh. A shul, what kedusha does a shul have? You go in a shtibel. A shtibel does less kedusha, so you can do it... it all depends. But what about a woman laning for a man? There is no gate. We said a woman laying for a man is certainly not proper, because there's a different level of kedusha. One is mikra, one is shemaya. But however, that's only one opinion in Shulchan Aruch. The other first opinion in Shulchan Aruch says, then, which is the ikra opinion according to Mishnah Berurah, according to most poskim, that a woman has the same obligation, mikra. The same way a man has to read the Megillah, a woman has to read the Megillah. So they are equal. If they're equal, technically a woman can demotzi a man. The only problem is it's not a covet for the tzibur when the woman is the one that is the Baal Korei for mikra Megillah. If it's done privately and it's less than 10 men and it's done for one's relatives, so then many poskim can say that b'diavad it's definitely good. If a man, the only option a man has to hear the Megillah is from his wife, daughter, sister, his female relative, and it's less than 10 people, it's mutter. It's mutter, and it's certainly better than nothing, that's for sure, and it's better than listening to a katan. But for a woman to be motzi other men who are not part of her family, and certainly to be motzi 10 men, or a group of 10 people, and one of the people in the group is a man, that, according to most poskim, is not proper. It's not proper, again, for two reasons. First of all, she is begin shemaya, and then again there mikra. And the second reason, it's a zilzul in kavarat zibor for a woman to be the Baal Korei for men, a breach in the rules of tzlius. But when one woman is reading for a group of women, so this is a very controversial thing. I remember many years ago in Yeshiva University, the women in Stern, they wanted to organize their own minyan. So she did it. The first time, but that was probably before that.
No, when they got
Lamb, but Lamb didn't get permission originally. As after Lamb's time, it was after the first years when they first approached Lamb. Lamb said that, basically said to technically, where I remember it is, it's technically it's mutter, but I'm not letting you do it. It's not under my. I don't know, they do whatever they want anyway. But he told them, you have no permission to do it because. I don't want to. You're not looking to make new things. Chodosh, he paskin like a chassidish rebbe. He really did.
That's, was also a chief fundraiser, and he didn't want to screw up the business.
He said, technically, it's okay. Chodosh osa min atara. Chodosh osa. But after already he retired. After he retired, the yeshiva took a little bit more of a liberal approach, and for sure they do it today. I have no doubt about it. What? In the yeshiva, do it outside. Do whatever you want. Privately. Just not under, not as officially part of the yeshiva.
Not under the auspices
of the yeshiva. And today they probably already have it on their own, I would imagine. Right? Today it's a different ballgame. All right, so this is. So it depends on the two shitas. If a man already was yaitz in the Megillah, so then he should make the bracha l'shma. Really, the woman should make the bracha. The best thing is the woman herself should make the bracha to be made for all the other women. And she should make the bracha l'shmoya mikra Megillah. L'shmoya mikra Megillah. And if the woman does not want to make the bracha, sometimes they're very shy. They don't want to make, then the man can make the bracha, and the man should make the bracha. The only women lishmaya, make her megillah, should make lishmaya. And if he wants to, I think lishmaya mikra, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's lishma to listen to the reading of the Megillah. I think it's both words together. But b'diavad, nah, somehow it's not even b'diavad. Someone even l'chatchil, he can make mikra Megillah. If the man already is making the bracha, he can make the bracha mikra Megillah. He doesn't need to say lishma ya mikra Megillah. All different on Purim, everything goes. all things go. Okay, but the bottom line is the chatchil, a woman should not lain for a man, but b'diavad, a woman can lain for a man, provided that it's her relative. So there should not, and it's less than ten people, and the man does not have another option. The very big shayla is, what about a katan? Can a katan lain for an adult? Someone under bar mitzvah, it's very rare to find a child that's so fluent in the Megillah, maybe in the new system of Tanakh. There are kids out there, probably more in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there are certainly Luyusha kids, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, they're more fluent in Tanakh. But if you find a boy who's under bar mitzvah and knows the Megillah inside out, can he be mitzi an adult b'diavad? L'chatchila, certainly not. But the Chumash Megillah is only derabbanan, it's derei kabbal, it's not a deraisa. So anyway, it's a din derabbanan, and a katan shegi l'chinuch is also derabbanan. So this is a very tough question. There is no answer. Could make the bracha? What? It's very shvach heter. Very, very. It's better than nothing. You go listen online, right? Online or over the telephone. So b'shas hatcha gadol. B'shas hatcha gadol, you can be yotze. But even b'shas hatcha, you can't. Rav Moshe was very big with Havdalah. Rav Moshe allowed to make Havdalah on the telephone. That was a very big, very big chiddush. Many poskim are very, are That's Eish. That's something else. Forget about Eish. They don't talk about making the bracha. Women, they don't want to make Havdalah. They want to hear Havdalah. So someone's being over the telephone. So if Moshe was matir, other poskim also matir. Megillah, it's the same thing. That b'shas hatcha got to make a bracha though. Can you really go make a bracha? Let's say someone is only waiting for you. Person is far away, and the only access he has is someone to lane over the telephone. And you're the only one listening. Can you make a bracha? Or not? It's better than nothing, but it's certainly not a. It's not a. I hear that this person can't get nothing. Oh, this is Rabbi Michael. He's here.
Now, okay. Does it make a difference if they're strange women or it's a family?
Yes. Oh, it's just strange women? No, woman for woman makes no difference.
Because there's a troikas.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And you have
strange women?
No, in your house.
You own b'nei bayis.
You have a minyan with the women.
What, minyan with women?
With your wife.
Tanya, I'm a zooming with the women with your wife with women. Elokeinu. Yes, if you have part of your family, not part of your family. Okay, I don't know the answer. Look, when it comes to women, it doesn't make a difference. A woman making a bracha for a woman, it does not make a difference. One woman can definitely lane for a group of women that are less than 10 without any question whatsoever. That is a davar pashut. If there are more than 10 women, then we have a question. Okay, we're going to stop here. Rabbi Michael, thank you very much for coming. And it's all yours.
Okay.